starting five, Kyle Germany, returning sophomore, 6'2 from Detroit. Carlos Paul, 6'5'4 from Southfield, Michigan. Lucas Pola is a 6'2 freshman from Porto Alegre, Brazil. Javian Downey, a 6'3 freshman from Toronto, Canada. And Lionel Kamwimba, a 6'8 postman from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Jared Fay, the head coach for the Grizzlies. Meanwhile, Linkier Prep, their starting five will go like this. Xavier Reitenauer, a 6'2 guard from Kingfisher, Oklahoma. Nathan Bachon, 6'5 from Asylum Springs, Arkansas. Lincoln Cantrell, one of two Division I caliber players on this team. He is 6'8 from Altoona, Iowa. Carter Carbondale, a 6'1 guard from Norman, Oklahoma. And Sentinel Moore, the other D1 prospect, 6'8 from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Start the officials for the ball game tonight will be Kelly Hunt, Lance Smith, and David Huskisson. Kelly has gotten pretty quick-witted in his older age. When I asked him coming across the court, I said, "You're still doing this?" And he replied, "I was going to ask you the same thing." So we're in the same boat. Curtis Ballou, Grizzly fan.
Right? Yes, sir.
All right.
Very excited for this opening season. Getting ready to tip off here shortly. And ready to see what the Grizzlies can do this year.
Pair of 6'8" will go head-to-head for the opening tip for the season. The Lions will go left to right. And they will jump with Sentinel Moore, Lionel Kamwimba for the Grizzlies. Tip is controlled by the Grizzlies. They have it to start the season. Javian Downey has it out front. High post. Lionel Kamwimba steps out, hands it over to Prola. Prola dribbles it out. He's left-handed. He is a terrific shooter. Pass inside. Kamwimba to the corner. Javian Downey, 15-footer off the bounce. Won't go long to the right corner. Chased down by Sentinel Moore. And the Lions have it with a chance to take the first lead of the ball game here. Grizzly basketball is up and a-running. Out front, the Grizzlies play a straight man-to-man. Dribble through on a double team, a whistle, and we'll have a blocking foul call. 38 seconds into the basketball game. It'll be a blocking foul on the Grizzlies. And the first foul is called on Javian Downey. Linkier basketball. To our right, bounce pass over to the left side to Lincoln Cantrell in the corner. Open shot for a three is no good. Rebound far side. Lucas Prola, who is really good in transition. Lions get back on defense. Prola wears the red four on his back. Grizzlies in the white with blue and red trim. Bounce pass out to Carlos, right point. Hands it off. Kyle Germany at the point to the left side as they'll weave it over the top. Downey drives lane, puts it out the board. No good. Put back by Lionel Kamwimba, and that's the first basket of the season. Grizzlies lead 2-0. Curtis, we didn't have a whole lot of that last year. Talking about follow-up from big players. Lionel,
I think he's going to do a lot of that this year.
Really active-looking player. Out front, Reitenauer. He is guarded tight by Kyle Germany from Detroit. Over on the right side now. Sentinel Moore guarded by Lionel Kamwimba. And there's a steal out front. Kyle Germany takes it the other way. Takes it all the way to the hole. Haynes shoots, board, no good. Ball is going to be rebounded by Reitenauer for Linkier.
That was going to be a tough shot with going against 6'8 Cantrell.
To the right side, right corner. Wide open, Bachon. Thought about it, pulled it back, kicks it to the far left side. A drive through and a holding foul will be called on Lucas Prola out on the left wing. That'll stop the clock, and the Grizzlies have their second team foul here in the early going of the ball game. We've played just 2 minutes, exactly 2 minutes. 2-0 scored, Grizzlies. The one thing this Grizzly team has shown getting ready for the season is they play really hard and they play really good defense. Out front, to the point, to the right corner. They'll move there with Xavier Reitenauer, who is from Kingfisher, Oklahoma. Pass low block, posting up inside. Good defense on the basketball by Kamwimba. Now to point, a three is in the air and good. Knocked down from range by Carter Carbonell. Grizzlies come back quickly. Driving the baseline. Offensive foul on Lucas Prola. So he quickly has two fouls, and he will be coming out of the basketball game.
Looks like Gage Pitts will be coming in for Prola.
Well, that's not the way you want to start a season. 2.5 minutes in, you got two fouls. You're going to have to sit down for quite a while. And that is one of our best offensive pieces right there going to the bench. Meanwhile, Gage Pitts, who has done so well, coming out of Sayre. And there, here's team foul number 3 on the Grizzlies, a blocking foul out front on Carlos Paul. Well, it's going to have to be a deep rotation if it keeps up like this. 2.5 minutes and 3 team fouls. Oh, 4 fouls. That's the 4th. That's not even 1 a minute. Down the lane. Leaning in. Shot is partially blocked by Kumwimba. Pulled down by Gage Pitts. Grizzlies back from right to left. Down by 1, 3-2. I didn't give Lucas his 2nd foul in the left corner. Carlos Paul works his way into the paint, stops, kicks it far side. On the wing, here's a 3, and it's around, no good. Little push off on the rebound, got the ball from Sentinel Moore, moving over Kumwimba, and now back up the court. It's Nathan Vachon. He hands the ball off. Now into the right corner, here's a 3, and that's good. Timeout's going to be called by the Grizzlies. Nathan Vachon has both buckets for the Lions have been behind the arc, and they have an early 4-point lead. 6-2 is the score just underway here at the West Plains Civic Center, and we are back in 1 minute on KDY. We come back, and a turnover leads to a break the other way, and another foul is going to be called on Javian Downey, so now he's got 2 fouls. So arguably your 2 best scoring guards both have 2 fouls in the first 3.5 minutes. And the first free throw here is good by Carter Carbonell.
It goes without saying that that's not a way you want to start the season.
But it's worth mentioning. It is. 7-2 the score. 8-2 with the 2nd free throw. The Grizzly scrimmage, the other team that Linkier Prep has, the older team, the little better team, they got us down 20-1, but we came back and beat them by 12. That was preseason. Pass inside, ball deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Grizzlies. Right, and the Grizzlies will get a sub into the ball game. They'll get Riley Whitaker from Calico Rock, Arkansas, and I'm pretty sure that he is the first Calico Rock Zebra to play for the Grizzlies. Here's Kyle Germany out front. At the point, to the right side, to the corner. Whitaker bounced past low block. Carlos turns in the middle. A little fadeaway is good. Carlos Paul with the 2nd field goal for the Grizzlies, so both our forwards have buckets, but no guard points yet. 8-4 ball game. Sentinel Moore on the left point. Here's a shot challenged by Gage Pitts from the left point for 3. No good. Rebounded by Kyle Germany. Crossover, top of the circle. Take it all the way in. Lost the basketball. Loose on the deck, and it's going to be out of bounds, and it'll be Grizzly basketball. Tom Emmerich will come to the ball game.
The Grizzlies are showing great hustle so far.
They will play hard, no doubt about that. Tom Emmerich is in the ball game. He is a freshman from Mansfield. 6'5", 6'6", depending on the day. Grizzly basketball down by 4. Kyle Germany dribbles right, bounce pass to Tom at the right point. On the wing now, Gage Pitts. He'll dribble over, and now he'll pull out the defender guarding him. That kid has got very good skills around the basket. So Tom Emmerich scores his first college bucket. It's 8-6, Grizzlies down by 2. Down the lane, cut it off. Now they'll kick it out on the left wing. Open shot for a 3, goes out of bounds. He shot a 22-footer that went 21. It's 8-6. Substitution in the ballgame for the Grizzlies. Kyle Germany will go out of the ballgame, and Kamari Vinson is in the game. We've had a lot of players come from Virginia over the past few years, and Sadar Calhoun was one of them. Kamari Vinson is a 6'3 freshman from Virginia Beach. Of course, Kendon Peebles is from Hampton, Virginia. Front court, straight man-to-man being played by Linkier. Gage drives to the right base, left baseline, kicks it out on the wing to Emmerich. Up fake, steps through, shoots a floater, right hand too strong, tipped off the glass, won't go. Ball still fought for it. It's finally controlled by Linkier with Lincoln Cantrell. Up the right sideline with it. Carbonell Got hung up in the air. Gets it over to Cantrell on the wing. No good. Rebound, Riley Whitaker for the Grizzlies.
Gage Cantrell's going to keep shooting.
Yep. Gage fits down the lane. Left-hand layup. No good. Tipped up. No good by Lionel. Gets it back. Got to go up strong. He does. He scores. We've only seen 6 minutes of the game, and I like Lionel Kamwimba a lot. Here's the ball thrown out of bounds at the link you're in. They threw it to Kyle Germany. And unfortunately for them, he is sitting on the bench on the Grizzly sideline. Tie game at 8-8. Carlos Paul in the game, along with Gage Pitts, Kamari Vinson, Tom Emmerich, and Riley Whitaker. We're going to see all kinds of combinations the first few games. There's a bad pass on the wing as Gage had a little too much English on that and tried to spin the ball over to Paul, and Carlos couldn't handle it, goes out of bounds. Grizzlies' second turnover of the first half. Coming up the floor, Adam Olds in the ballgame. He just came in for Linkier. He's a 5'11 guard from Memphis. On the side, now in the corner. Here's a shot by Moore for three, and that's good. Sentinel Moore. First time he's got a look at the basket tonight. He drains it. 11-8. Linkier with it. Hits with a high screen, top of the circle, to the left point. Carlos Paul coming off the screen. Here's Tom Emmerich. He'll curl now to the right sideline. Gage Pitts pulls the ball out. We still have 15 on the shot clock, down by three. Dribble to the left, now to the right. Down the lane. Gage hangs, shoots, no good, but he got fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line.
That'll be the first foul called on Linkier.
About time, don't you think?
Yeah. 7 minutes into the game.
First free throw, Gage Pitts is good. Gage Pitts from Thayer. He's a sophomore and really came on last season. Excellent free throw shooter, and he makes them both.
Brings the Grizzlies within one.
He's a coach's son, and I see Dad sitting over there. Their Bobcats are going to be really good this year. Over on the left side, here's a catch and shoot by Olds on the wing for three. No good. Rebound, Gage Pitts. Gage up the right side on the dribble with the left hand, left elbow. Dribbles all the way to the baseline, back out to Riley Whitaker. He's going to fire it. No good. And the ball comes off to Linkier. Adam Olds with the basketball. On the left side, they'll loop it to the corner to Sentinel Moore. Can't let him stand and shoot. Gets in the paint. Little right-hand runner around the rim. Good. Really soft touch that time by Sentinel Moore, who has five of the 13 for Linkier. 13-10 Lions. Gage Pitts against the man-to-man defense. Pass it to the right side. Kamari Vinson. He wears the number one. Top of the circle. Tom Emmerich, who can shoot the three. On the left side, Gage Pitts off the screen. Riley with an up fake. Dribbles across. Back to the point. Tom Emmerich with a three ball. That's too hard. Rebound comes off, and it's controlled by Sentinel Moore. And with Lionel Kamwimba out of the game, Moore is a problem inside. Plus now, they've got John Luke Anger in their lineup. Here's a shot in the left corner. That's an air ball. And back the other way we come. And we've got a, I can already tell you, we've got a number change for them. Cross court pass, right side, Whitaker. Right point, Paul, three is good. Carlos had to play inside all of last year, so he didn't get a chance to step out and shoot it, but he can step out and shoot it. Tie game at 13. Left point, left wing. Swing the leg dribble. Spencer Anderson now shot at the right point for a three. No good. Tip long to the corner. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Grizzly basketball. What were you going to say, Curtis? I can tell you're getting ready to say something.
Well, I'm just going to say that you are correct on that number chase, I believe.
I can find that pretty quick here. We had mass substitutions. We have massive substitutions.
Looks like Linkier subbed out their whole five. And West Plains did about the same, with only Riley Whitaker staying in the game.
All right, so Lots and lots of new faces out there. The Grizzlies on offense to our left. On the left side, Kamari Vinson curls, fadeaway jump shot, back iron goes long to the far right corner. We haven't shot the ball worth the hoop so far except for Carlos knocking down a three. Tied at 13 on the left sideline now. Curl over the top, down the middle. Here's a shot on the run, up and good. Foul on the play, and the basket should count. And the basket was made that time by Nathan Vachon. He was a little slow getting up off the deck. You know, he's got a free throw to shoot, so I guarantee he will be ready to go in just a matter of moments. Nathan Vachon, 6'5", from Siloam Springs, Arkansas. 15-13, Linkier with a two-point lead. Free throw is no good. High in the air for the rebound. Kendon Peebles from Virginia. Hampton, Virginia. Foul away from the basketball. That'll be a holding foul on Linkier. All right, so that is the change.
And 50 is now Joshua Lowe.
50 is. All right, that straightens that out. Here's pass inside on the inbound play. Fadeaway 10-footer good by Kyle Germany.
And that ties the game at 15.
On the inbound play. Out front. Spin away from the defender. Here's a three up in the air and good. Knocked down from the left wing by Kit Zervis.
I do like that Kamari was very aggressive going for that steal. It just didn't work out that time.
Baseline again. Kyle Germany again. Good again. Kyle from about 12 feet, right sideline. Right baseline, that is. He's got four. It's 18-17. Linkier leads by one. We're halfway through the first half of game one on the schedule. High screen, moving screen at the foul. And that'll be against Linkier's Joshua Lowe.
I believe that'll be number two on him. And a three overall for Linkier.
And so the Grizzlies will have the ball in the backcourt. Media timeout. That's us, Curtis. Timeout on the floor, 18-17. Lions lead the Grizzlies. We're back in a minute on KDY. 9:57 to go in the first half, 18-17. Linkier leads the Grizzlies in half number one. I'm Harlan Hutchison. Over here to my immediate right, Curtis Ballou. To my far right, we've got Drew Joyce, who's taking care of the streaming duties. It is Zizzer night tonight at the Civic Center. So you'll see a lot of red sprinkle around the bleachers. Over on the left side, the Grizzlies on offense now. Urji Punami is in the ball game at a guard spot. In the corner, here's Kyle again. Good again! He's feeling it now. That's a three. Kyle Germany makes it a 2018 game. Oh, it's stolen out front. Urji got tripped up, and he is fouled on the trip to the basket. Urji, you talk about a delightful kid. 6'4" freshman from Windsor, Ontario. Third turnover on Linkier. Urji Hunami. I met him in Coach Bay's office the other day.
He's just one of our two friends from the North.
Here's the, yep, Javian's from Canada. We've had several from there. Down the lane, Urji dribbles in a reach-in foul will be called on Linkier. So he's drawn two fouls here in just about the last 40 seconds. And that foul will be on
Xavier Ridenour. Two on him, five overall for Linkier.
All right, thank you very much. So, Grizzlies have it on the inbound. Kyle Germany on the right side, leading by two. Kenan Peebles down the lane, lost it out of bounds, slapped away, and they'll stay with the Grizzlies with eight on the shot clock. Kind of get the feeling that we're starting to kind of pick it up a little bit on offense. Kind of getting in the game a little bit more. Backdoor cut. Oh, man, almost had a guy wide open. Germany for three, left corner. Go again! down the right side. Link here will kick it out quick for another three at the left point. That ball rattles around and comes off the rim into the hands of Kendon Peebles. Cross-court pass to Gage Pitts. Pass low block. Good move by Carlos. Drop step, right-hand hook. Good. And a timeout called on the floor. And, boy, you can really tell the Grizzlies have found some offensive rhythm. They now lead this game after trailing 18-17. They've scored eight in a row. And at 8:43, a 30-second timeout. Grizzlies 25, Lions 18, back in 30 on KDY. Link here in the backcourt will play the ball in. Now some full-court pressure by the Grizzlies. They break it with a pass up the left side. Lucas Cantrell get the ball back out to the point and set their offense now. Kit Zervis. He is a 6-foot guard from Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Fast cross, bad pass. Stolen. Kyle Germany picked it off. Up the right side, down the middle of the floor, ball fumbled, and team straight turnovers. Cantrell has it. Front court, left side. Ball fake, kick it to the right corner. Up fake, dribble over one time, shoot a three, in and out. Rebound is long, and is picked up by Carlos Paul for the Grizzlies. Ergy Hunami, down the middle of the floor. Hook pass in, great feed. Shot is up, no good by Carlos Paul, out of bounds. It'll be Grizzly basketball.
Paul just needed a little more touch around the rim, and he would have had it. I say that from up here.
In the game is Lionel Kumwimba. We had a guy here just a few years ago. Super kid. I won't say his name, but really talented, really athletic, and the closer he got to the basket, the harder it was. Left baseline, Germany steps back, 18-footer. That rims off, rebound, Lionel with it. Come on, Lionel, go up with it, buddy. Turns, whistle, and a walking violation. Well, that's one thing that when you're Lionel Kumwimba and you're 6'8", and you get the ball 6 feet from the basket, you ain't looking to pass it out. Go right back up with it. In the backcourt, the Grizzlies back to the press. Up the right side, now cross-court pass into the front court. They'll set their offense now. Nathan Vachon to the left side, to the point. Sentinel Moore back in the ball game. Grizzlies have gone to a zone. A little foul trouble at the guard position. Here's a drive off the glass, spins around and out, no good. And now players on the deck. Gage Pitts was laying face down on the floor. Lionel was grabbing the rebound and tripped over him. Riley Whitaker's going to come into the ball game. Gage a little shaken up. When someone that's 6 feet eight, probably goes around 235 or so, falls on you, you can say, ow, but it doesn't look like anything serious. 7:14 to go in the first half, 25-18, halftime guest. By the way, at the end of the game, we'll name our Don's Auto Service Player of the Game. Who will be number one on the list? Who will garner the most of these honors by the time the year is over? Someone's going to get a head start on everybody else after tonight. And our halftime guest, Grizzly Halftime, we're going to have Patty Figueredo, head volleyball coach for the Grizzlies. They're in postseason play right now. And I say that, and I look down to our right, and Sentinel Moore is being helped off the floor. Man, that's, I hate to see that. Putting pressure on his right leg, but he is bunged up. Here's the ball lost by Cantrell, picked up by Kumwimba. Grizzlies come back. Right side, right corner. Whitaker with it. Back out to Kyle Germany. Gets a screen. Now goes left around that screen. Curls to the elbow. Lobs it inside. Tried to get the ball to Kumwimba, but lost it. Turned it over. Number five on the Grizzlies. Right side. Wide open shot for a three. Isaiah Neighbors, no good. And the rebound to Riley Whitaker.
Jalen Coe has also made his way into the game for Link here.
They're playing a lot of people in the middle. Here's the turn back outside. Up fake by Kendon Peebles. Whistle three seconds going to be the call. When Lionel didn't go up for the shot, you can kind of see that one coming. He got trapped in the lane. Six turnover for the Grizzlies. Gage Pitts will come back in. Lionel will come out. Kyle Germany will come out.
Carlos Paul into the game.
It's Carlos, Riley Whitaker, Kendon Peebles, Ergy Hunami, and Gage Pitts. Straight man-to-man. Grizzlies lead it by 7, 25-18. Top of the circle, Cantrell dribbles to the right. Dribbles down, now to the right corner. Wide open shot for a three is good. Carter Carbondale has made two threes. He has 8 points. He has 8 of their 21. It's 25-21. Kids come from all over the country to go to Lake Erie Prep. Kick out the right corner. Here's Riley with a three. That's no good. Rebound, though. Carlos has it. Up strong inside and partially blocked. Missed the shot. Kicks it out to the point. Cage pits. New shot clock. Kick it to the right corner. Urgy goes in. Leans in. Shoots and scores.
That's an amazing move.
I'll tell you what. Urgy is making an impression here in the first half. 27-21. Out front, right point. Driving by the defender. Gage Pitts, and a holding foul will be called on Gage. And let's see, that'll be his first foul.
And 7 for the Grizzlies overall.
Kamari Vinson, Tom Emmerich both come in. Kendon Peebles and Urgy Hunami go out. So the 5 right now for the Grizzlies. Kamari Vinson, Tom Emmerich, Riley Whitaker. Free throw is good. Gage Pitts and Carlos Paul. Carter Carbonell has 9 points. Make it an even 10. 4 out of 4 from the line. Grizzlies 2 out of 2. 27-23, 5:22 to go in the first half. From the Civic Center, Joe Paul Evans Arena in the right corner. Gage Pitts curls in, kicks it up, kicks it outside to the right point. Now at the point, Gage Pitts resets the offense with 10 on the shot clock. High screen goes left. Gage is going to shoot a long three, and that's way off the mark, out of bounds, air ball. Back it goes to Linkier. Now bring the ball up, as mentioned a little while ago by Curtis, Jalen Callaway, 6-foot guard from St. Louis. Curls down the lane, right-hand runner, high over the outstretched arm of Tom Emmerich, and it's good. Jalen Callaway with his first basket. 2-point game, 27-25. High post pass, Carlos Paul. Goes in strong, right-hand shot off the board, no good. Got his own rebound, goes up again, and good. Carlos has 9 points. And Coach Faye says he really worked hard in the weight room, increased his vertical by 4 inches, and that is really a huge improvement. On the right side, Callaway, lob pass left wing, Carbonell for another three. That's off the mark, short. Rebound knocked away and stolen, and they get it back. They'll shoot a three from the point, and that's good. Well, Nathan Vachon, right spot, right time. Grizzlies' 8th turnover leads directly to a three, and now a 1-point lead for the Grizzlies, 29-28. Gates Pitts, low block, right side. Head and shoulder move, up and under, and Carlos puts it up, can't get it to go. Up the right side, Callaway. Crossover at the right elbow, left corner pass. Cantrell, ball fake, puts it on the deck to the right. Crossover dribble to the baseline. Fall away, right-hand jump shot is no good. Rebound, Carlos Paul.
I'm enjoying that matchup of Emmerich on Cantrell.
Lob pass underneath. Vinson wide open, lays it up and in. Riley Sticker had his head up looking down the floor, and we got an easy basket because of it by Kamari Vinson. I'm sorry, say that again, Curtis.
I'm just loving the matchup between Tom Emmerich and Cantrell. It's really exciting to see those two go at it.
31-28, timeout on the floor with 3:22 to go in the first half. Grizzlies lead the Linkier Prep Lions. 31-28, back in a minute on KDY. It's 31-30 as Adam Oles just made a shot for Linkier in a 1-point game. Right-hand runner down the paint, no good by Urzi. Hunami puts it up, missed it again. And the ball pulled away by Linkier Prep. Up the right sideline, Nathan Vachon, guarded by Urgy. Hunami picks it up. Lob pass to the far side of the floor. Adam Oles has it. He passes across and throws it to row one. Right at midcourt. Out of bounds, turnover on Linkier. So after the timeout, Urgy Hunami, Carlos Paul, Kyle Germany, Tom Emmerich, and Kamari Vinson. one thing is pretty obvious, and that is we are way more athletic than we were last season. Our guards are very athletic and bigger. Kyle Germany has it out front. He has been hot here in the first half. He has 10 points. Cuts to the basket on the pass from the wing. Goes up, got fouled, shoots two with 2:14 to go in the first half. 31-30 Grizzlies.
I believe that foul is going to be on Carbonell, number 3. Should be his second. 6 overall for Linkier. Grizzlies have 7 overall.
Kyle Germany at the free throw line. First try, no good. So there's the first miss, free throw miss of the basketball season. 2:14 left in the first half, 31-30. Pretty even game through the first 17-plus minutes. Next free throw, good. Kyle Germany tonight has 11 in the first half. Backcourt pressure, Nathan Vachon, diagonal pass up the floor to Joshua Lowe, and now they'll set their offense. Down the lane, here's a quick drive, no good. Ball tipped to the corner, good hustle by Tom Emmerich. Gets back over to Ergy, and now gets it to Kyle. Push it up the floor a little bit, down the paint. Kicks it to the left wing to Emmerich, curls over the top. Down the lane all the way, right hand scoop is up and good. We've got freshmen who are going to be a big help this year. 34-30, Tom Emmerich, one of them from Mansfield. And as I say that, he gets called for a blocking foul. Cutting in on the left side that time. Carbonell draws the foul, and Tom Emmerich will draw his first foul. We're over the limit, so it's 1-1. 1:34 to go. Free throw is good. They'll substitute. Vachon will go out of the ball game. And they'll get Kit Zervis back in the ball game. Next free throw is good. Tell you what, this Carbonell kid can shoot the basketball. He's made 2 threes, plus he's 6 out of 6 from the line, so he's got 12 in the first half. 34-32. Kyle Germany out front. Grizzlies by 2. Bounce pass to the left elbow. Carlos puts it on the floor, and a foul's going to be called. I don't know what they're doing. Trying to guard Carlos with Adam Oles. He's 5'11". Carlos is 6'4".
5'11", 153 at that. So I think Carlos outweighs him by quite a bit.
Take that back. Carlos is 6'5". So that is not a good matchup for Linkier, and they draw a foul there. Second foul called on Adam Oles, free throw shooter. Carlos, first one is good. I want to take a second to say hello to my wife, Shirley, and my mom and dad, Harold and Kay, and Trixie, all listening tonight in Ava. Next free throw, no good. Rebound put back by Ergy. It's blocked. Out of bounds. Stays with the Grizzlies with 1:16 to go in the half. And after a very, and I mean very, short rest, Carter Carbonell comes back to the ballgame for Linkier. Mwemba back in for the Grizzlies. Lob pass in to him, and we'll have a holding foul call again. I don't know why they have Adam Oles trying to guard people on the block and down low, because that is his third foul. He's 5'11". He can't guard those people. He's got to foul them, and that's exactly what he's done. He's got 3 fouls. Sentinel Moore, their excellent 6'8 forward, left the game, looked like maybe with something around the knee area. He's on the bench with ice on that knee. Here's a free throw, good, by Lionel Kumwimba. I came in yesterday and was going up to Coach May's office, and I heard bouncing. You always hear someone bouncing the ball in here, middle of the day, and it was Lionel shooting free throws. And the next one is good. Coach Bay said he's going to have to be a good free throw shooter because he's going to shoot a lot of free throws this year.
Paid off so far.
No doubt about that. Lionel with those 2 free throws has 6 points. 37-32. Zervis across the way, Callaway, bounce pass up the left side. Oles on the wing to Zervis. Back to Oles on the left side, guarded by Carlos Paul. Crossover, gets to the lane, stops. Hangs, shoots, travel with the basketball.
After his free throws, Lionel exited the game, and I believe Kendon Peoples came in for him.
All right, we've got that plus Riley Whitaker. Now having Lucas Prola and Javian Downey on the bench because of foul trouble early, that's caused that rotation to get a little bit longer. Javian and Lucas should be ready to go in the second half, though. 37-32, right wing Vincent. Riley Whitaker underneath, great pass. Germany up inside and scores. Zervis got on his hip, and Germany finished it.
Whitaker has amazing vision as a passer.
Coach Fay just loves that kid. Down the lane, here's a left-hand runner, high off the board, no good. Kenan Peebles with a rebound, Grizzlies lead of 7, with 23 seconds to go in the half. The shot clock is off. Kyle Germany out front. Hands off to Riley Whitaker on the left sideline. They look inside, man alive. They got Carlos guarded with a 5'11 kid again. Shot clock, or the game clock at 4. Germany dribbles through. Little floater from 13 short, and that's the end of the first half. Grizzlies trailed early, but made the difference up. Plus, they're up by 7 now at the half, 39-32 at halftime. So what do you think?
It's exciting like I thought it was going to be so far this year. And glad we have a 7-point lead, even with two of our best offensive players on the bench for most of that half.
A break that Link here does not have. There are 6'8 kids, Sentinel Moore in there. He's sitting on the bench with a pack on his knee, but that's going to happen to everybody from time to time this year to some extent. Halftime is here. 39-32 Grizzlies. And I'm expecting to see Patty Figueredo joined us up here, and she's going to be our Grizzly halftime guest.
I believe she's
tonight.
Behind us.
Where is she? Holy, she snuck up on me. Don't sneak up on old people like that. Let me have your headset, Curtis, and we'll just swap out. Basketball season has started, and volleyball season is winding down. So we're going to talk to Patty Figueredo, the head coach of the Grizzly volleyball team. Not only the head coach of the Grizzly volleyball team, hers is the second Hall of Fame plaque going down the hallway here at the Civic Center. So, postseason's here. Where are we at right now?
Well, yeah, ready, good to fight. This is all that we have been looking for. You know, we have had some injuries towards the end of the regional, the week of regional. But now we have everyone back and good to go.
You know, I was looking at your season, looking at your schedule. I mean, it was almost the literal definition of a roller coaster kind of year because you had some ups, you had a few downs, you had one really big up. It's just been kind of that way all year, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, we started our first game that we had at our first tournament. We already lost at that game our main outside hitter from Poland, Victoria. She tore her ACL. Then after that, we kind of got used to, you know, putting new things together. And then we had some good moments. I think we kind of, being a new team, you know, we have pretty much everyone freshman besides one transfer. And Lauren is coming back now, came back this year. So we had a young team, you know, putting things together and figuring it out, you know, along the way. So we had some ups and downs. But now it's all back to 0-0.
You know, volleyball to me is maybe more than any other sport. All sports have momentum as being a big factor a lot of the time. But in volleyball, it just really seems to me that that is more the case maybe than a lot of other sports. And if you can get hot and get some momentum at the right time of the year, we've seen that already this season. You went through a long, I think you won like 8 or 9 matches in a row.
Yes.
So if you get hot like that, you can play pretty much with anyone because you have played everybody already.
Oh, yeah. We know at this level, you know, the level that we play, the teams are pretty competitive. You know, we have played, for example, now we haven't seen Vincent this year, but we have played Indian Hills, and we know it's all mental. We know at this point it's going to be decided on who wants it the most, who's going to make less mistakes. you know, and fight for it the most. So we know that that is going to be the biggest battle, to be consistent for two matches in one day.
The Grizzlies play the Vincennes Trailblazers, I think, at 1 o'clock on Saturday at Ottumwa, Iowa, at the Hellyer Center. I'm not going to ask you how good. I mean, this time of the year, about anybody you play is going to be pretty good, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. At this point, we can only expect, you know, to see teams playing at their best. There's not really anything easy.
Overall, you alluded to some injuries a little while ago. Overall, how are you health-wise right now? If 100% was everybody's great, what are you saying?
Well, I want to say that we are physically at a 80-85%. We just had our setter and our middle blocker. They both got hurt, like I said, in the week of regionals. They played regionals, but then they had to be out. They're still out. So today we had our middle blocker coming back and not even jumping yet. So tomorrow we are going to be able to see where we are. So, but that's what I told them. At this point, everyone is in pain. Everyone has all kind of problems. So we need to go with everything that we have and just fight for it.
So if you're scouting your team and you're watching them play when they're playing well, what would you say is your team's strength when you're really, really going at it well?
Well, when we have our serving game, when, you know, we have a strategy and we are able to apply that in a game, being very consistent, not making a lot of unforced errors, we do a good job with, you know, keeping our pass close to the net to be able to play with our middles, you know, that helps us a lot. So if we can pass well this weekend and be able to use our middles in our offense, I think that's going to be a good point for us.
Are we to the point in the year now where you have to win to keep playing?
Yes. Yeah. We play Vincent. If we win, we play the winner between Indian Hills and whoever's playing them from recent four. That hasn't been decided yet. So you win, you keep going, you lose, you're done.
So how do you like the first year of being head coach here at MSU West Wyoming?
It has been pretty special. I always say that it's hard to put in words. You know, this place is unique for me, for the support that we have, the people, you see it here, the people that we have supporting our athletic department, our volleyball team. This is the 30th year of athletics, you know, and how it all started with Coach Trish Knight being the first coach, and now, I mean, coaching this team and having Trish has been pretty close to our team this year, so this has been very special and very unique for me. And I cannot thank enough, you know, the people that we have, the host families, the boosters, sponsors, I mean, everyone that at some point came by and said a word or, you know, have supported us this year. It has been amazing. This place has always a special place in my heart.
All right, last question, and it's a little different question, sort of along the same line. Has it been what you expected it would be?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with, you know, a lot of new things, a lot of new players, even, you know, a lot of work and understanding how things work behind the scenes. You know, I didn't have a lot of answers when I first started. So we knew that it was going to be a lot of work, and this is what we are here for. We are going to continue to work hard. I always say that, you know, this is my ultimate goal, is to bring the national title back to West Plains for, you know, the love that I have for this place. So we are going to continue to fight.
And what a good position you're in to be able to draw on advice and the experience of people like Trish Knight and Paula Wiedemann. That's a pretty good backup plan, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And like I said, you know, starting this year, and the first coach that came to me and offered support was Coach Trish Knight. And, I mean, she has been amazing. Just pretty much, she was here during Nationals, you know, helping us scout the other teams, and she has been amazing. I mean, being the third coach, you know, in 30 years is something that is pretty special, and I can't take that for granted. I'm just very grateful.
She is a dandy, and the Grizzlies are very, very fortunate to have her as the head coach, because nobody cares more about it than she does. She played that way, she coaches that way, and so Just about 1 year in. Wouldn't that be cool to win the national championship, though?
Well, that is, I cannot stop thinking about that. That is, it has been my goal. It was my goal as a student athlete. Now it's my goal as a coach. I tell my players, I finished second as a player, finished third as an assistant coach. Now you can imagine how hungry I am for that first place. And just to have that feeling to bring it back to the community. You know, anything that we can do to make the community proud, that's what we work for.
Patty Figueredo, the head volleyball coach for the Grizzlies, they play against Vincennes on Saturday at the Tumwa at 1 o'clock. Go get them. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Patty Figueredo, anytime you get a chance, talk to Patty. It's always a delight. We'll take time out. 6:46 or so to go before we start the second half. 39-32 Grizzlies, back in 2 minutes on KDY. We're back at the Westlake Civic Center. The Grizzlies at halftime in the season opener lead link here. Prep 39-32. Flank over here on the right by Curtis Galloon, our video man extraordinaire, is Drew Joyce. At the half, Grizzlies lead by 7. Curtis asked before we got started about the rotation. We got to see just about everybody, it seems like, first half.
Yeah, I don't know if that was planned or not, especially with the foul trouble. But it is good to know that we have those players that we can build on and trust in situations where we may have to use them.
Well, the Grizzlies rode a couple of sophomores in the first half. Kyle Germany and Carlos Paul combined for 23 of the Grizzlies' 39 points. Kyle had 13 of them. Carlos with 10. Gage Pitts had 2. Lionel Kamwimba had 6. 2 for Kamari Vincent. 2 for Urchi Fanami, and 4 points for Tom Emmerich. Linkier Prep, Nathan Vachon has 8 points at the break. Zervas has 3. Carter Carbonell was just about their only consistent offense, and most of that came in the free throw line. He had 12 points in the first half. Also, Central Moore, who left the game with injury, had 5 before he had to leave. 2 points for Adam Olds and 2 points for Jalen Calloway. Foul trouble, Adam Olds for Linkier has 3. Grizzlies have 2 players with 2 each. Javian Downey and Lucas Prola, who both got those fouls inside the first 4 minutes of the first half, so they had to sit out just about the entire first half. Grizzlies threw the ball away 8 times. Linkier threw the ball away 7 from the free throw line. The Grizzlies were pretty good. They were 6 out of 7. Linkier was perfect at the line. They were 6 out of 6, all 6 free throws by Carter Carbonell. We're about ready for the second half. We'll come back with the final 20 minutes in 1 minute on Hot Country KDY. Half number 2 is up and running, and it's Linkier basketball. They're down by 7 points at the point. They shoot with 8 on the shot clock, and it's good. Long-range shot by Nathan Vachon. He has 11 points now. Linkier has made 6 threes. Damian Downey back at the ballgame for the Grizzlies. Drives the lane. Right-hand scoop shot won't go. Don't get your third foul as he backs off at the very end. And the rebound pulled away by Lincoln Cantrell. Link here with it. They're wearing the black with the white and blue trim. Grizzlies in the white with red and blue trim. Shot from the wing for 3 is good again. Back-to-back threes by Nathan Vachon.
He and Carbonell are their most efficient shooters tonight.
39-38. Germany to Lucas Prola. Bounce pass out top of the circle. Kamwimba will hand it now to Carlos Paul. Carlos will get it to Lucas. Crossover dribble spins to the middle. Gets hung up, has it slapped away, gets it back. Up and under shot, left-hand shot is good. He is one of the best kids you'll ever see with the ball near the basket, able to get a shot off when he's thoroughly outsized in the right corner. A 3 is no good. Carlos Paul with the rebound. So Lucas Prola gets his first bucket as a Grizzly. Javian Downey in the lane, gets hung up, passes out, gets it stolen. Down the court, right-hand runner is up and good, and that is Carter Carbonell. He has 14 points. 41-40 Grizzlies with the ball and up by 1. Pace of the game picked up a little bit here as we start the second half. Kyle Germany over on the left point. Lucas beats his guy on the dribble. Left-hand shot high off the board. Won't go. Ball slapped out. Lucas hustles after it. Good hustle. Javen Downey gets it. Goes up with the shot in the paint. No good. Rebound Kamwimba. Needs to go up quick with it. Had it slapped away and stolen. Every big guy wants to put the ball on the floor. Now in the quarter, here's another three wide open, and that's good. Carter Carbonell now with 5.5, 17 for the game, and Linkier takes a one-point lead. They've outscored the Grizzlies here in the second half, 11-2. Whistle away from the ball. Offensive foul is going to be called on the Grizzlies. Someone's going to get called for the illegal screen.
Grizzlies. I believe it's going to be Carlos Paul.
All right. Sure enough, second foul on Carlos. Timeout on the floor, and we'll take a 30-second timeout. 17:20 to go in the second half. 43-41. Linkier leads the Grizzlies back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Well,
Curtis Ballou, what has gone wrong here in the second half? We had a 7-point halftime lead, and in the early going of the second half now, Linkier has outscored us 11-2. They're shooting the ball well.
They are. They came out of the half hot, and we have not.
They've made four field goals. Three of them are threes.
Yeah, so that'll always help you out.
Full court pressure on Linkier by the Grizzlies. Cross court pass. Vachon has it. He gives it back over to Carbonell. Carbonell at the right point. Grizzlies set up. They're straight man-to-man defense. Now at the left point. Reitenauer has it, guarded by Javian Downing. Gets a screen, goes one way, now goes the other. Cut off, knocked away, stolen basketball, turnover. Back the other way, Downing all the way. Two-handed dunk, he missed it.
Oh.
Hung on the rim, comes down hard. Left-hand shot on the drive is good on the follow by Kyle Germany. Kyle has 15. It's 43 all. Left side, lob pass out. Across the court, top of the circle. Carbonell gets bumped by Perla. That'll be his third foul. So he probably just signed his own ticket back to the bench.
And he did. Gage Fitch is coming into the game. And the second half has started like the first half did, with the Grizzlies getting into a little bit of foul trouble.
Third foul on Lucas Perla. Link here, front court on the inbound play. This Carbonell kid, good-looking guard. Handles the ball very well. Now on the right sideline. This is Xavier Reitenauer. Gets it back to Carbonell. 6-1 from Norman, Oklahoma. Ball out of bounds. It'll be last touch by the Grizzlies. Two on the shot clock. Vachon. Nathan Vachon will throw it in the corner. Lob pass out front, a catch, and a shot at the shot clock horn, no good. Rebound, knocked away from Gage Fitz. Should be Grizzly back. Oh, the outside official stood right by it. Didn't move a muscle. Let the underneath guy call it out of bounds on the Grizzlies. Is that a good call? Bad call.
As a Grizzly fan, I'm going to say that's a bad call.
No, don't look at it like that. Tell the truth.
I didn't see it, to be honest.
You'd be a good politician.
I've been told that before.
Out the point. Carbonell drives down, steps back, shoots. No good. Over Kyle Germany. Rebound to Carlos Paul. Kick it into gear here and get that lead back. Javian drives all the way up and around. Shot blocked out of bounds. Really good defensive play that time by Joshua Lowe, 6'7", forward from Flower Mountain, Texas. You can tell Javian is just dying to score a bucket. He's got to let it come to you. Inbound pass underneath. Wide open. Lionel Kamwimba. So he gets an assist there at least. Lionel has 8. 45-43 Grizzlies. Back to the three-quarter court press. Up the floor, front court. Carbonell in the corner. Cantrell has it. Jab stick back outside. They'll move it to the top of the circle to Carbonell. Grizzlies play in the zone now. Trying to cut down on that three-point shooting. Carbonell. Left corner, open shot, is up free, and it's good. Xavier Reitenauer with his first three. You think they like to shoot the three? They've made five shots this half, four of them behind the three-point line. 46-45, Linkier by one. Lionel Kimwimba over on the left side, curling over the top. Kyle Germany picked it up quick. Pass into the post. Carlos Paul moves it out. Now on the left wing, bounce pass, low block. There's Lionel up and under, right hand layup is good. Lionel Kimwimba enters double figures with 10 points. Front court, Carbonell hung in the air or on the left side now. Here's a shot for a three. No good. Rebound to the right elbow. Follow-away shot by Reidenauer. No good. Rebound pulled down by Lionel Kimwimba. Up the right sideline. Javian Downey has it on the right wing. Gives it back to Pitts. Left side now. Just keep taking it in there. If you can, Kyle Germany. 17-foot follow-away jumper, no good. And the ball comes off, picked up by Kit Zervis for Linkier. Pass cross-court diagonal in the corner. Move it back out to the point to Carbonell. 14-10 to go in the second half. Grizzlies by one in the right corner, Cantrell. Dribbles across against the zone. Kicks it far left corner, got the shot open, and the air way off the mark by Xavier Reidenauer. Grizzlies back up by one. Bounce pass into the low block, and we'll have a foul call against Linkier. Nathan Vachon called for the foul. That's his first for Linkier Prep.
If we could get him or Carbonell into trouble, foul trouble, it might help us out a lot.
Now, Vachon's made four threes. Carbonell's made three threes. They're the shooters, obviously. H. Pitts will throw it in. 13:54 to go in the second half. 47-46 Grizzlies. Inbound play. H. Pitts will move it back out front with 18 on the shot clock. High double screen goes to the right. Cross court pass, left side. Perola back in the ballgame. Dribbles baseline, now circles it back outside. Bounce pass, low block. Baseline, Carlos with a jumper, won't fall, and a foul is going to be called on the Grizzlies' Urji Hunami for going over the back for the rebound inside.
Tom Emmerich has also made his way into the game for the Grizzlies.
Kendon Peebles comes in the game now for MSU West Plains. Carlos Paul will get a break. Urji Hunami, Gage Pitts, Lucas Perola, Tom Emmerich, and Kendon Peebles. That's the five right now for the Grizzlies, who lead it by one. 47-46. Lob pass to the corner. Ball slapped away. Stolen away. Great hustle on the deflection. Kendon Peebles saved it. Got it back to Lucas Prola. Lucas will hand it off to Urji down on the right point. Boy, Peebles has his guy pinned. And, oh, pass cross court. Wide open. What a pass to Urji Hunami from Gage Pitts for the lay-in.
I guess it's a good thing I'm not on the court because I didn't see that. I was going to go for Peebles.
I don't think anybody saw that. But Gage Pitts did. That was the important thing. 49-46. Right side. Now they'll move it to the left point. They'll pick the ball up with Vachon over on the right side. To the right elbow to the corner. Cantrell shoots a follow-away as the shot clock expires, but it's picked up. And now a bullet pass underneath Vachon. Turnaround follow-away shot. No good. Tom Emmerich with the big rebound. The Mansfield Lion controls it. Now back comes Gage Pitts. Here's a drive down the paint. No good. A lot of body contact. No whistles to be heard. Up the left sideline now. They'll force it down the lane. Ball lost out of bounds. Stays with Linkier. They have 24 on the shot clock. A lot of subbing here in this opening game. Riley Whitaker will come in for the Grizzlies, the 6'3 freshman from Calico Rock, Arkansas. Inbound play in the corner. Cantrell has it to the point. Callaway beats his man on the dribble, kicks it to the far corner, got a three look, and it's good. Well, that's the first one of those we've seen tonight for Eli Kennedy. Another three at that. Left point, Tom Emmerich for the Grizzlies. Game tied, 49. Urji Hunami for the Grizzlies. Peebles to the right side, Whitaker, low block. Tom Emmerich, and we'll have a holding foul call inside, and that'll be against Lincoln Cantrell. That'll be his first foul. That's against Linkier Prep. Joshua Lowe comes back in at 6'7". He's a big body inside. Here's the inbound play. Lucas Prola gets it to Riley in the corner. Bounce pass underneath. Good post up. Double team inside. Left-hand shot is up off the glass and good. Tom Emmerich showing us some stuff here.
He's been amazing in the post tonight.
He's got six. 51-49. Up the right side. Knocked away. Stolen. Tom Emmerich came away with it. Gets the dribble back. Behind the back move. Gets in the paint. Up and under. Left-hand good.
He's shown his offensive skills and then showed just his defensive skills right there and ball handling.
Grizzly lead by four, 53-49. Pass on the right side. Callaway with it. Beats his man, kicks it left quarter. Lowe is open for a three. It's in and out. The rebound, Urji Hanami. The Grizzlies come back, try to add to their lead. Lucas Prola. To the point, Urji puts it on the deck with the left hand, all the way down, left hand layup, good, foul on the play, and the basket count, and it'll be a three-point attempt for Urji Hanami, who now has 6 points. Urji's 6'4". And Curtis, we saw Urji with a little bit of an explosive takeoff there. He got to the rim much faster than the defensive player thought he would. A good vertical shown there by Urji Hanami. And Urji will get one to go with it. 55-49. No good on the free throw. The rebound pull down by Linkier. They'll control with Spencer Anderson from Flower Mound, Texas. He's from the same town that Joshua Lowe is from for them. Now at the point, Xavier Reidenauer. Out front, on the left side. They'll move it back out with Reidenauer. Underneath, wide open. They get the ball inside to Joshua Lowe, and he has a little lay-in, uncontested, his first basket. Grizzlies back quickly with Kenan Peebles across the lane. Left-hand runner is no good. Ball taken back by Linkier, and they nearly threw it away. They'll take it to the left wing, to the corner. On the side now, Spencer Anderson gets cut off by Riley Whitaker on the wing. There's a three launch. No good. Rebound. Riley Whitaker has it for the Grizzlies. Perola with it. Curls over the top. Down the lane. Left-hand shot off the board and good.
That was a soft touch right there.
Boy, he is really, really good at getting to the rim, getting his shot, protecting the ball, not getting it blocked. That's fun to watch. He has 4 points all in this half. 57-51 Grizzlies by six. Out front now, Xavier Reidenauer shoots a three. No good. Rebound high in the air for the rebound. Kendon Peebles. Kendon can climb the ladder. He's already up there. He's already up there to some extent at 6'5". So front court Prola with 13 on the shot clock. Kendon has it on the left side. 15-foot open jumper. Rims off. Rebounded by Joshua Lowe for Linkier Prep. We'll have a media timeout next time the whistle blows. 8:49 to play in the second half. Down the paint. Here's a shot blocked out of bounds by Kendon Peebles as they tried to sneak one around Eli Kennedy. But Kendon wasn't having any of that. Timeout on the floor. Media timeout. 8:44 to go. Second half. Grizzlies by six. 57-51. And we're back in a minute on KDY. Back with Curtis Blue here at the West Plains Civic Center. Grizzlies lead 57-51. Haven't even mentioned yet that we are missing one of our outstanding players, Trayon Grant Foster, a 6'6 freshman transfer from Indian Hills Community College. He's out with a little bit of a knee problem. He should be back next week, though. 57-51. Joshua Lowe with the basketball out front for Linkier in the black. Top of the circle. Now they'll move it back out front. Dribbling to the baseline. Up and under. Left-hand shot off the board. Won't go. Rebound. Riley Whitaker with another board. Off the missed shot by Carbonell. Baseline move now on the other end. Here's a drive. No good by Kendon Peebles. He drew body contact. He'll shoot two. And that foul will work against Eli Kennedy for Linkier Prep. 8:18 to go. 57-51. Kendon Peebles at the free throw line. Free throw, the first of two, is good. one thing about it, I don't know what Kendon's stats are going to be, if he's going to lead the team. And by the end of the year, he may be one of our leading shot blockers. Well, one thing's for sure, he leads the team in hair.
That is for sure.
Kendon's got it going on, sort of like Sadar Calhoun used to. Here's the next free throw, no good. One out of two for Kendon. 58-51. Here's a give and go. Cantrell gets open as he cuts to the basket, shoots from seven, up and good off the board. Lincoln Cantrell with his first field goal tonight. 58-53. But if we're going to build a lead, it has to start at the defensive end. Javian Downey out front. Peebles, low block. There he is. Carlos wide open. Shoots it from five. Good. We're doing a good job getting mismatches inside.
Yes, we are, and that's going to be big for us all year.
Xavier Ridenour over the timeline. He is picked up by Kamari Benson, who's in the ball game. Out front, Carbonell guarded by Riley Whitaker. At the right point, a catch and shoot for a three. That's off the back iron, and that won't go off the miss that time. By Eli Kennedy, Grizzlies kid could make this a 10-point game with a three here. Low block, though. Carlos Paul up and under. Pump fake goes up inside and scores, and Carlos is just eating them alive inside, kind of like Lionel did early in the ball game.
Yeah, I think we just need to keep going in the post because of how effective we are in there.
Three subs getting ready to come in. Grizzlies up by nine, 62-53. Step back shot for a three at the point, no good. Ball rattles around, picked up by Javian Downey. Javian up the right side, beats his guy on the dribble all the way. Lays it up and good, and about that, kicked on the afterburners. Javian just blew by his guy, got the lay-in, and we have another timeout on the floor, so we'll take one as well. With the score, the Grizzlies up 64-53. Back in a minute on KDY. All you missed was Link here breaking the press. 64-53, 6:25 to go in this basketball game. Edge play out front by Downey. Now on the right side from way out. Carbonell for three, no good. And the rebound taken by Kyle Germany for the Grizzlies. Over on the left side. Top of the circle, Downey. Down the lane to the corner. Urgy at the point, Carlos. Carlos Paul will hand it back to Javian Downey, still 12 on the shot clock. Screen going to the right, down the paint. Downey outside. Germany for a three, way short and out of bounds. It'll go back over to Link Your Prep. Tom Emmerich coming back to the ball game for the Grizzlies. You see a lot of one-dimensional type players along the way. But Tom Emmerich is a multi-dimensional player for the Grizzlies as a freshman. Shot from the wing, no good. Rebound taken down by Javian Downey. Downey back the other way on the run. Down the key, all the way. Kicks it across, wide open. Shot blocked off the hands of Kyle Germany, but the Grizzlies get it back. Lionel Kamwimba, left baseline cross court. Kyle wide open, shoots that thing. Good! 18 for Kyle Germany tonight. Cantrell on the wing, back to the left point. Passed up the shot. They'll dribble it down now. 17-footer straight on is good by Xavier Ridenour. He has five. 67-55. And slowly but surely, we've got that cushion that we were really needing to get. 12-point game. Hook pass, Emmerich down the paint. Lost it on the way in. And the ball is taken away. Linkier comes away with it. Only the third turnover this half against the Grizzlies.
And that's been key to building that cushion you talked about.
On the left side, three by Carbonell. That won't go, so he has cooled off considerably. Urgy Hunami with it, and now it's as much a clock game. Well, you don't want to just hold it for the sake of time, but it's in your favor now. Kamwimba on the baseline trap. Double team, bounce pass back outside. Tom Emmerich got a three. He's going to shoot a three. It's off the side iron. Won't go. For the rebound, and it's controlled finally by Link here. They get it with a kit and service. Down the lane, right-hand runner off the free throw line. No good. Rebound. Here's Tom Emmerich. He comes up the right side on the dribble. Picks up the dribble. Cross-court pass over to Kyle with 4 minutes to play in the ballgame. Kyle Germany out front. Dribble around the high screen, down the lane, all the way, right hand. Scoop shot off the glass and good, and Kyle Germany now has 20 tonight. It's funny, the four kids that we had come back this year from last year's team were the exact four that I was hoping would come back, and they are a good group. Here's a shot from the corner for Cantrell for three, no good. Urji Hanami has it. Front court, puts it on the deck, puts up a right-hand runner off the board, no good. He got fouled, and neither team in the bonus. That was not on the shot. So that'll be the third foul on Xavier Ridenour for the Linkier Lions. Kamari Vinson is back in the ballgame for the Grizzlies. 6'3 freshman from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Now the inbound play from underneath Javian Downey. Lobs it out front to Kyle Germany at the point. Carlos back to Kyle and will set the offense. A lot of time, 20 on the shot clock. Break him down, get to the basket. Germany left point. Emmert up fake, inside, bullet pass, and a holding foul is going to be called. And again, no big secret what we've been trying to do the entire game, and it was obviously the right idea, right?
Yes. Just get it into the post and see what happens.
Tom Emmert comes out of the ball game. And Carlos back out there with Riley Whitaker now. Lob pass out front. Riley has it. Will hand it to Downey. Curls over the top. All the way left-hand shot blocked from behind. Out of bounds. Stays with the Grizzlies with 14 on the shot clock. ...69-55. It's grown to a 14-point lead. And that happened quick. Kyle Germany bullet passed inside, knocked away, and Cantrell reaches over Carlos Paul and picks up his second foul. That is the 1-1. 17th foul. Carlos goes to the line. Lucas Prohl, the Brazilian, will come into the ball game for the Grizzlies. Lucas Prohl. Now the shooter, Carlos Paul for the Grizzlies. 1-for-1 tonight. Free throw here is good.
Gage Pitts also made his way into the game.
It looks as if we might have a very good free throw shooting team this year. That's always good for close games. Here's the next one. No good. Gage gets the rebound and weaves his way back out, and they'll set the offense. That was better than a make, actually. We're going to eat some more time up. Lucas Prohl. Right side, cross court. Riley Whitaker, unguarded, down the corner. Three by Gage, no good. Too hard, rebound to the weak side. Xavier Ridenour with it. Bounce pass up the floor to Carbonella. Cross court to the left corner. And here's a whistle, and I think he may have stepped out of bounds. Timeout, 2:41 to play. Grizzlies have suddenly stretched out a 15-point lead. It's 70-55. Looks like a full timeout. Back in a minute on KDY. Grizzlies on offense. They lead at 70-55, 2:25 to go in the ball game. Over on the left point, Riley Whitaker gets it to Lucas Prohl. He splits it east, dishes off again. That's Gage Pitts, hands it off to Kamari Vinson for the bucket.
Beautiful unselfishness right there.
Totally unselfish basketball. Two great passes, one from Lucas and one from Gage, instead of directly the basket for Kamari Vinson underneath. 72-55, under 2 minutes to play. Down the paint, they'll drive it, and a right-hand runner off the side iron won't go, off the miss by Ridenour, rebound Gage Pitts. Gage up the middle, pass underneath, and the layup on the drive is up and good by Kendon Peebles. 74-55. Down the lane, Carbonell. Left-hand shot high off the board and no good. Boy, bad luck there. They tell you, the difference between two halves is really something sometimes. Lucas Prohl out front. Lost the ball. Gets it over. Now Riley Whitaker. Bounce pass in underneath to the far corner. Gage Pitts with 14 on the shot clock. We are in no hurry. Kamari Vinson over on the right side, back over left side to Lucas Prohl. Now he'll step up and under, left-hand shot, no good. Tip that in! Kamari Vinson with an incredible tip in with the left hand. He got up off the deck big time there, 76-55.
I got to say, I don't know how Frohlich kept that possession alive either. He was down on one knee.
Missed shot from the wing for a three, no good. And rebounder Riley Whitaker will have. We're going to sub a bunch of kids in the ball game. The officials will stop the game for that. The Grizzlies will get Gavin Boddy in the ball game, 6'2 freshman from Mammoth Spring. Darian Combs, 6-foot freshman from Poplar Bluff. He has the basketball out front. Out front. There's a ball deflected on the pass from Combs to the corner to Gavin Boddy, but it's tipped out of bounds. 26 seconds to go. And I do believe that everyone has played in the ball game now. Out front, Kamari Vincent. Steps through, kicks it to the corner. Gavin Boddy with a three. No good. Rebound, though. Vinson, up and under, has it blocked away. We know this. Kamari Vinson can really jump. Here's a pass cross-court at the defensive end. Tipped away. Stolen away. Now it's going to be stolen back. It gets a little ragged. Here's a three from way out on the right side. That's the end of the ball game. Final score. The Grizzlies win it by a count of 76-55. Lot better. The second half didn't start out like it, but all in all, the second half defensively, we were much better and held our shooting percentage much lower in the first half.
Yes, and I think it was just because we stayed consistent throughout that half.
Post game is coming up next. Go ahead and tell you now that our Don's Auto Service player of the game is going to be Kyle Germany, the 6'2 sophomore from Detroit. He had 20 tonight. And he's going to be our Don's Auto Service player of the game. Is your car ready for winter? Do you have the right tires? Well, you need to see Don's Auto Service. They can get you taken care of. They're on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. They bring you our post-game player of the game. Each game here on Hot Country KDY. We're going to have Jared Bay join us as I see him wading through the crowd right now. Coming up here. Let me have that harness there, and I'll give that to him, and we'll get his general thoughts about how this whole thing went. 76-55, the final score, and the Grizzlies will not play again until Sunday morning. Tough time, you're probably having a late breakfast or something like that. Here is Jared Bay. What do you think?
It was sloppy. We got a lot to work on, but I thought it was a great night all in all. As you can hear in the background, this is a pet band playing, and great atmosphere. Just want to thank them all for coming out.
You know what's funny? You go one year to the next, those kids that were freshmen last year, and you watch them mature. Here we come out this year, and you got four kids that are back. And actually all of them. I thought all 4 year sophomores really played like older, experienced players.
They did. And that's the thing about freshmen, you know, they got a long growth spurt here that they're going to go through. Lucas and Javian, you know, they've been hurt a lot in the preseason, so they're still a little bit farther behind. But I think we'll see some good things from them. But Carlos, Kyle, Gage, KP, they were all big for us tonight.
You got a couple other kids that I want to make sure to mention because I thought they gave you great effort, especially at the defensive end on the glass. Riley Whitaker really got in and mixed it up tonight for you. And Tom Emmerich, I think, showed us just kind of scratch the surface of what we could get out of him here over the next couple of years.
Absolutely, both of them. You know, Riley's a Calico Rock, Arkansas kid. You know they're tough down there. When I went and watched him last year, his toughness is what I was most impressed with him. And Tom is just going to get better and better. You know, we've tried to simplify his game a little bit, just do what he does that he's really good at. But both those guys are just going to keep getting better and better and really help us.
Did your defense get better in the second half because you really shot their field goal percentage number way down in the second half?
Well, not to start the second half.
To start the second half, that's true.
Yeah, I think our defense got a little bit better, and, you know, they were shooting it really well, and, you know, statistics kind of play themselves out, and they evened out their percentage a little bit better. But I do think we guarded pretty good. You know, they're a team that can score, but, again, we have a lot to work on there, but I think our effort is pretty good.
So are you ready to play the number 7 team in the country?
No, but I didn't feel like we were ready to play this game tonight either. But yeah, you know, we're excited for the challenge. And, you know, I think Calipari said it a while ago, these are the games you either learn, you either win or you learn. And, you know, we're going to learn either way. And, we're just excited to go compete against some of the best teams in the country.
10 a.m. on Sunday morning, 10 a.m. on Monday, we'll play, you know, Midland, Texas is always good, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah. They're loaded. Trey Arnold, their coach, is his second year. He was at Odessa for quite a while, really good coach, and yeah, they're loaded with talent.
All right, we'll see you on Sunday morning. Thank you, Coach.
All right, thanks, Arlen.
The undefeated Jared Fay and the Grizzlies, now 1-0 to start the season, and we'll be back at it with a pair of games coming up this weekend. The Grizzlies will play at 10 a.m. on Sunday against Midland, Texas. Let's check the scoring from the ball game tonight, and I failed to finish the scoring for Linkier, but scoring for the Grizzlies went like this. Kyle Germany leading the score with 20 tonight. Carlos Paul had 15. In double figures also with 10 was Lionel Kamwimba. Also in the scoring column with 8, Tom Emmerich. 8 points for Ergie Hunami. 6-point game for Kamari Vincent. 4-point game for Lucas Prola. 3 points for Kendon Peebles and 2 each for Gage Pitts. And Javian Downey leading score for Linkier tonight with 17 was Carter Carbonell and 14-point game for Nathan Vachon. The Grizzlies, it was a game for quite a while, but the Grizzlies eventually put their foot down and were able to stretch the lead out, and they eventually win it by 21 points. It doesn't seem like it was a 21-point game, but that's what it was. 76-55. So we'll be back again on Sunday morning from Ida, Oklahoma, where the Grizzlies will play Midland, Texas. 10 a.m. Sunday, and we'll have that here on Hot Country KDY. Thanks to Curtis Ballou for coming by tonight, and also to the guy over there, Drew Joyce, that takes care of all your video work. And, of course, back in the studio, Nate Hudson. I'm Harlan Hutchison. The Grizzlies start the year 1-0. They win tonight 76-55 over Linkier Prep. I'm Harlan Hutchison saying goodnight from Joe Paul Evans Arena at the West Plains Civic Center.